Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. This is an all-day event that will focus on wealth, health, character, and strength. Come gain the tools to becoming a well-balanced man of impact. This event is sure to sell out as men up and down the Treasure Coast gather to encourage each other and gain instruction and wisdom on being the man God is looking for in this hour. Don't miss the Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th. Register today. Go to tcmensummit.com. After this event, you will be a changed man.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
And just have it easy the rest of the way out and just kind of take it. No, we're here to invoke judgment. Your life, when you show up without even saying a word, ought to send some shockwaves into the spirit realm when evil people are around. You don't even have to say a word. It's just who you represent. It's who is on the inside of you. Amen. You ain't got to be Bible thumping anybody. Just show up because it's a spiritual battle. And those spirits recognize spirits. There's sometimes people that get around you won't even look you in the eye. Because the spirit that's in them knows the spirit that's in you. Amen. Legion came running out and said, Jesus of Nazareth, what do we have to do with you? Have you come to torment us before the time? They recognized who he was. That's the question. Does the devil recognize who you are? He ain't going to like you, but does he recognize you? Amen. I like to say it this way. Preach the gospel. And when you need to, use words. Huh? I said, preach, let your life be that light. Amen. Your attitude be that salt. Because we're not, see, Jesus said this. He said, if my kingdom was of this world, my disciples would fight the Romans. But he said, my kingdom's not of this world. Amen. See, some people have it twisted. The kingdom is not of this world. So we're not fighting flesh and blood. When I'm talking to you all, I'm talking to spirits. I'm talking to spirits that harass people, that deceive people, that have infiltrated their lives. See, these are the rascals we're trying to find out, we're trying to uncover so that you can recognize, wait a minute, the devil is a lie. You can separate yourself from something because his kingdom is not of this world. We're not here to try to overthrow our government, but there's a government of hell. There's a dark government, a government of fallen spirits, fallen angels, demons. A system that we are here to take over, to attack, to pull down, to destroy. Jesus himself was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. He didn't just come here to be kind and nice. He came here on a mission to destroy some stuff. A system that had been built by Satan himself and the fallen ones and his seed. He came to destroy that. And that's exactly what he did. Made an open show of them. Rose and left to glory. And then he sent the paraclete. The one that'll have us walking just like him. Come on, to finish the work. Tell somebody we are the finishing generation. Give me Psalm 149. I'm going to show you the judgments that are written. We're here to enforce some judgments. Now, mind you, we are not fighting folk. Stop wanting to fight your boss. Come on, we can take this outside. You won't, I don't care if you use the boss. No, stop trying. He ain't the one. It's the one behind him. It's that devil behind him you have authority over. You'd be surprised when you bind down the devil. When you chain the devil up, how people start acting like little sheep. Not all the time. They get mad, but they ain't going to touch you. Why? You have authority over them. Tell somebody, exercise your authority. Now, I know this is not for everybody because everybody's not a warrior, but we're going to train you. Everybody that comes here, you're going to get trained to be a warrior. I said the other night, these signs shall follow them that believe. That means everybody. They shall cast out devils in my name. Hello, I said they shall cast out devils in my name. Amen. They'll speak with new tongues. If any, they drink any deadly thing, it won't harm them. Is that what the Bible says? Well, why when you hear something, you run the other way? Amen. We got a situation on aisle 9. This is Walmart. You on aisle 9. You looking, you going to aisle 8. No, you the one need to run over there. Amen. Amen. I said, you the one need to run over there. Amen. And lay hands and say, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let the paramedics do what they need to do. But what they need is somebody that knows the spirit realm. Why? You'll lay hands on the sick and what'll happen? Is that what the Bible says? Tell somebody, he's talking about me. Listen, I don't care if you've done it 10 times with no results. Do it 11 times. Do it 12 times. Do it 13 times. Do it 14 times. After a while, something's going to happen. You're going to gain that confidence. Then you're going to be laying hands everywhere. And you're going to see eyes open up, ears open up. Amen. These signs shall follow them that believe. Don't let the devil stop you in your tracks. Amen. 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 No. How long do we fight till we win? Amen. I said, how long do we fight till we win? Because you had a bad experience doesn't mean that is the way that it is. You can't base your faith on your experience. Base your faith on the word of God. Okay, I had a bad experience there, Lord. Let me learn from that, but let me move on here. Because your word says, don't get all pent up and shy about it now because you did that and it didn't happen. When something else comes in your way, do it again. But see, you got to be living a life. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K. So I don't encourage you. You ain't been praying. You ain't been reading. You ain't been coming to church. And you trying to lay hands. No, don't lay hands. Run. Get out of there. Because that devil looking for you. that devil tell you, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. We got us one here. Ah. He's coming for you. Psalm 149, starting at verse number 5. We have judgments to execute. Psalms 149. Let the saints be joyful in glory. I'm going to pause there a minute. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let me stop there a minute. Joyful. It starts out with let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. How many of y'all sing on your bed? What that means or a meaning of that is, don't just be joyful when you come to church. You come in, oh, it's Sunday morning. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. No, can you be joyful at home? Let the saints be joyful in glory. The glory ought not just show up on you when you come to church. Amen. See, some of us need to extend our time of praise. You don't open your mouth and say thank you to Jesus till you come into here. Till you come here. All the rest of the time is murmuring. Then you hit the doors. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. I'm exaggerating there, but it's true. How many take time on the job to pause and see God and thank God? How often in the course of a day in your life do you thank God? I mean, really thank God. Let the saints be joyful in glory. God is saying, take me out of the box. Let me become real big in your life. Let me become so big that you're not ashamed. Amen. In front of people to give me praise. You're not ashamed to jump and shout. You're not ashamed to say hallelujah. You're not ashamed to sing songs of Zion. You're not ashamed to run around. You're not ashamed to dance and shout. Get him out of the box. I said, let him out of the box. The saints need to be joyful in glory, not just in a service, all the time. Tell somebody, he's been better than that. He's been good to me. That's the first thing. Let the saints be joyful in glory. How is it that you can only think positive and think about God when you get in church or in the meeting, but your Bible collects dust all the rest of the time? Why you working the remote? We don't miss no playoff games. Some got that program, I don't know what it is, NFL, where you got all the games on. There was a brother, was a TV analyst, and he sold his house in Detroit. One of our brothers, one of his sons in the church, bought his house. He had 22 televisions in it. A television in every room. he was a former NBA player, but he had a television in every room to watch the. See, that's kind of like some of us. Instead of bringing Jesus in, this here in my life, try to separate that life from the life of God. Tell somebody, let God out of the box. He want to get in your business. He want to get in your stuff. He want to get involved with stuff. Because see, when God touches something, it's different. You might be skilled and be able to do something, but let God touch it. Let God get involved with it. Let God expand it. Let God enlarge it. So the first thing, get it back up to Psalm 149, verse 5. Let the saints be joyful and glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. That means a lot. You know, when you're in the shower, ain't nothing wrong with singing. Even though you can't sing, sing anyway. Just, you know, if you can't sing, don't be trying to sing around people all the time. But, you know, you get on your own in your car where, you know, can't nobody hear you. Go to singing.
It's about legacy. It's about honor. It's about brotherhood and community. Men, you can't afford to miss this. The Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. This is an all-day event that will focus on wealth, health, character, and strength. Come gain the tools to becoming a well-balanced man of impact. This event is sure to sell out as men up and down the Treasure Coast gather to encourage each other and gain instruction and wisdom on being the man God is looking for in this hour. Don't miss the Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th. Register today. Go to tcmensummit.com. After this event, you will be a changed man.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.